Yep, let's lock in. Hello and welcome to another episode of Muscle and the Hustle. This is an episode where I started a couple seconds late because Mickey didn't tell me he hit the button, so I don't know if you heard just silence and thought the podcast was broke, but it's not. You have me and Mickey, no guests as usual, because we are the kings. And look, we have multiple topics we're going to dive into. As usual, we thought of these within minutes. Mickey actually laughed because I spelt the initial topic to him a wee bit different. Now, I don't know where we'll go by. We'll go by feelers. So you read out your two and I'll explain mine and we can dive into... Well, you know what? We can go through as much as we can. We'll go through yours first.
No, you work away. You work away first. You work away.
You're laughing because mine was... So I sent out an email earlier this week and I got probably one of the most responses I've ever gotten. It was actually an email where it was really about realizing that you change and evolve as a person, and it was the fact of that throughout your life you'll notice these phases of where you move from one group of friends to another. Or the email is pretty much called, like, I could read it out, but it's quite in depth, and for anybody that read it, I do appreciate all the response. But it was one of these things where it was talking about how you'll notice that one of the hardest time periods of my life was, and I was reflecting upon it because it was the hardest thing I'd probably had to do, but it made a big difference, was whenever I stopped going out and drinking and stopped hanging around with, say, the friends it wasn't even that I stopped hanging around them, it just, they started saying stuff like, and people know this, like, why are you doing that? Or you've changed, you're not as much fun as you were, or you're not the same sort of individual you were, or, you know, you're growing up and you're acting different. And it was mainly the thing of you're different. That was the main thing, or you've changed. That's a big one you get.
Yeah.
And then you get people chirping in with, like, at home, you know, you're trying to cook healthy and they're saying, they're giving you resistance. And I think during that resistance, I used to fall back in it because people used to go to me, just have one drink. And then I would end up drinking more nights out. And for some people that doesn't matter, but for me, it was holding me back. And it turned to a stage of where I used to wake up and go, why did I do that? And I used to feel like shit and I couldn't shake it. Yeah. And it would roll into the next week and I would repeat this time and time again. And what I realized was they felt like I was putting on this mask of being a different person whenever I wasn't drinking and whenever I was like chasing training and doing all these other things that didn't revolve around drinking drugs and maybe not the social norm. But the thing was, my actual mask was probably what I was showing to them the entire time. It was the trying to sedate myself with drink, drugs, or anything that would just take my mind off where I wanted to go or what I want to do. Like, the thing is, what brings me happiness, what brings somebody else happiness or contentment is different. Like, if you enjoy a drink and you enjoy the pub with the boys, go. But see, for me, it's one of these things where I enjoy going, but I don't need to drink. And if you're like, for me, I'm much rather a Sunday morning that's relaxed with a cup of coffee, take a walk with my mom or my dad and the dog. That brings me so much more contentment and fulfillment than a night in the rip does pulling some random bird to bring her back to my house. Like, as much as that sounds better, it done nothing for me. And I think you go through the stage then, which sucks, where it's like you don't really have I didn't really have a friend group, and this isn't like a pity, but you don't really have people around you and you've no real sign that it's the right road and you're unsure, but it's like moving job or it's like changing someone quite drastic in your life, you actually feel like, fuck, this could be wrong, I'm just taking a shot here. And I think people get very afraid because you've no way of knowing if it's going to pay off. And it wasn't even just business, it was everything. I was like, is this right for me? Like, and you're really challenging. But the thing is, the other path that I was going down just didn't feel right, no matter how many times I tried to go down that route. Like, I tried to drink, I tried to have the weekends, I tried to work normal, and it just didn't feel right, even though it should have. And I was like, then the only route to go is this other route, because that doesn't feel right. And if I just keep repeating that, I'm just going to loop. And I think that was the main thing about wearing a mask. I didn't realize that the entire time that I was growing up, I was sort of trying to fit into the box and the identity that other people were almost trying to put me into.
Yeah.
And you're conforming without realizing it. And whenever you're naturally yourself, yes, you might not be as much fun in their eyes, but you're more content, you still have a laugh, you light up more. And the funny thing is, now people say to me, I have more energy, I have more fun, I'm more like, I'm just a better all-around person the last 12 months than I've been prior. And I feel like it's because I've always tried to fit in a box of, right now you're, and the thing is, you fall into different identities. Like, for example, oh, you're a coach, but I'm not just a coach. Oh, now you're a mentor, now you're an influencer. I'm just me, and it's what I'm doing in the season. And the thing is, your identity evolves, and this is where people start to go, oh, I am a quiet person. You're not a quiet person. You've just been quiet around that individual. You just do things. And I think when you start to label yourself or give yourself an identity, it completely disables you, and it completely takes away your empowerment. It's like when you go, I'm just not really a people person, or I'm not really good in big crowds. Like, you can be as good as anyone else. It's a skill. It's a trait. It can be developed.
Yeah, well, because we, as a society, we always try to label everything. Like, everything's labeled. You know, it's unfortunately, it's one of those things where, you know, people label someone as, oh, he's a big drinker, or he, you know, he's a party boy, or this guy's just mad in the gym. He's a gym head. He's a meathead. Everybody gets labeled as a certain thing. That's probably, it's probably a small part of their overall characteristic. But unfortunately, that's just what society does. And they like to put things in a box, because if they don't put things in a box, then they go, oh, I don't really understand him. I don't get him. And the reason normally people say they don't get him is because they can't label him. They can't nail him down as being a certain thing. Like, people would always, a lot of people would say that about me. Oh, I don't understand him. I don't get him. Because I would live a semi-private-ish life. Like, they know what's going on in, like, my outward life, like the DJ and stuff, but they would never really know whatever goes on in my private life. But people don't like that, because they love to know stuff, and they love to label stuff, and they love to put you in a box, that the box that they think that you deserve to be in, and they can, and it's not judge, it's judging in a slight way, but they can judge you on that and go, oh, he's a, you know, he's a messer or whatever, or he's a quiet guy, and then they know, right, no, that's what he is. But that's one of them society things. And even there, I was out for a few pints on Friday night, and there was a fella was with us, and he was drinking 00, and he just says, he has a busy weekend, he wanted to go out with the boys, so he's just going to drink 00, and this is no joke, he got the 00, and he got a pint, another thing for his friend, and he was like, here, go back to these boys, and went over to the boys, and two of the boys sitting in the bar goes, when did he become a weirdo? And I was like, the boy just fucking explained to you that he's a busy weekend on, and he can't go out in the beer the night because he's got things to do, and you boys just went, when the fuck did he become a weirdo? I'm just like, Jesus Christ, lads. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those things, as you said, if going out and drinking, going out and partying, you know, as you said, pulling the women, bringing them back, if that can work for you, and your everything else in your life is going well, and work's going well, and career's going well, relationships probably not going well if you're bringing home women, but, you know, if everything else in your life's going well, and you're all keeping it all, and everything's going, everything's progressing, you know, health's good, gym's progressing, everything's progressing, that's fair enough. And there's nothing wrong with that. But see, when it comes to the point of you going out on a Friday, and you can do shite all on a Saturday, and you start, like, not doing stuff and breaking plans with family and friends, and then a Sunday you're still feeling a bit shit, and then you go to work on Monday, or you do Monday, and then Monday you're fucking depressed as shit, and then you bust through the week because you know it's getting closer to Friday, and then you just start that cycle again. See, when that's the part that starts happening, that's when you probably have to start thinking about, right, I need to break this cycle because this isn't really working for me. And sometimes, you know, it can work for you for years, and then all of a sudden you get to a point in life where you're like, fuck, that doesn't work for me anymore. Hangovers start getting worse. You know, you feel like shite and you don't train as good the whole week. You know, your performance is down. Maybe you're playing football and you're starting to play shit. If you go out for a drink, so other people can drink and play. But it's just breaking that cycle and realizing that.
I think you also can be a different individual for different seasons of your life. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I believe, like, everybody goes through that phase of where, like, a really good example is, like, until you've, you know, had a couple one-night stands and you don't realize how they meld your brain over time, or until you go through a season where you've had a slump, or it's exact same as I said before, until you've made enough money that money's not really a worry, you can't turn around and go, money's not everything, because in your mindset it's one of these things where that you haven't walked that side of it. So
yeah,
as much as you can take somebody else's word for it, once they've been there, it's like me, like, this sounds very arrogant to some people, but it's just the honest truth, because I am financially free and because I've made more money than I could have ever imagined, it makes me question, like, what really matters with it. Because a lot of people will chase that, and I'm like, why are they chasing that? But then I'm like, I chased it because I thought it was the answer to my problem. Same as, like, when people chase loads of steroids and gain loads of muscle, and then they try and chase followers, and it's like, it's just like, fuck me. Like, I've walked these lines, and it's just like, where it's like, it doesn't do you any favors. But the problem is, a lot of people are like me, and you have to go full circle, and it really is important that you do that, because once you've been there, then it gives you that sort of wisdom, is probably the right word, and that's why there's that wisdom with aging we always talk about, where it takes time to get that, but you have to be nail everything to do it and go the distance. Yeah. I think that's where, as you said, it's your character evolves because that person is just changing. And the thing is, you don't have to become a teetotal individual like I was or do this. It can be just a season where you're like, I just don't feel like doing that. I need to work on myself. Like
dark mode, or you go into dog mode.
Yeah, or you know, you can even just go, I'm still going to go out sober, or I'm just going to take time away. And I feel like for me, it was one of them things where I used to sugarcoat things and be like, oh, like I'm not going out because I have this or I have that. Whereas, see, eventually I just start turning to people and I'm just going, I don't really enjoy it. I don't really enjoy like nightclubs anymore. And then You just stop getting asked. You get to stop lying, which is just great because it's sort of freeing. Because Joe, you turn around and be like, oh, I'm not drinking. And then you almost try and justify it where you shouldn't have to. And it's not just about drinking. It's like, oh, I'm working on the side hustle, or Joe, we're working on a relationship here. We're going for a date night on a Friday. It's not because we have to. People try and justify these reasons, just like they try and justify the way they are because of the identity box. You don't need to justify anyone to anyone but yourself. And I think it is one of these things where I wrote in that email, and I'll be very clear. I was like, we give ourselves these excuses and these labels to then justify. It's like, oh, like I've just, like the best way to do it is like, there's a couple examples I gave, and it was like, I'm just not I struggle in relationships. I've always struggled with women. Like you're literally telling yourself,
yeah,
your identity is not that. You're conforming to that. You may as well just read that every night to yourself and convince yourself that's the case. Whereas you can literally, and people don't like this, you can literally change your entire life with the flick of a switch.
Yeah.
Like it is like that. You can literally just go, well, if I'm not confident, nobody starts off confident. You just go over and walk over to a woman and start talking to her. And then all of a sudden you're the confident individual that has the balls to go over, even if it goes poorly. And that can change in an instant. You're like, well, it literally is just as simple as that. And people overcomplicate what works. And I think I'm trying to break that down with the emails. I'm trying to break that down in the groups. I'm like, you just do the work and it comes. And it's that Alex Ramosi sort of quote where he says, it's not about the outcome. It's not the work you produce. It's what the work does on you. The more you work on that area, it gives you what you need from it. It's not about getting the abs. It's the process of getting the abs is what matters more. It's the process of building a business is more important than that because it builds your confidence. It's the process of going over to the girl, talking to her, doing rep after rep after rep after date is what builds you into the person that relationship's about, rather than you're not naturally just ready for a relationship. It's like you build it in the reps. You build your body in the reps. That's why I always say like life is reps. You can study it. You can analyze it. You can mental masturbate. But nothing beats actually just doing the work in that one area where you suck. That's why I couldn't figure out why I wasn't evolving from a personal development standpoint. I was like, how is this not working? I was like, because I know it all, but I'm not actually fucking doing it. So it's not getting ingrained.
You're not implementing it. But the way we said that, like it's the same as everything if you think about it, right? When you're a child, you can't walk. You have to learn how to walk. So you just keep stumbling and trying. And sooner or later, you get better at it. And then the rest of your life, you're taking that for completely for granted. No, like, you had to learn how to actually move. So why does people, like, say to themselves, like, oh, I'm shite at this. It's just not in me. There is certain things maybe that's not in people, but if you want something and you want it to be you, if you want to learn the guitar, if you want to, you know, be really good at a sport, you may never get to the 1%, but you can get to be fairly good at anything if you apply yourself to it. Now, if you're absolutely shockingly poor at it to start off with, it will take you longer. But anything, be it being better, you know, some people go, this one here rags me, and boys go, I'm just shite with money. That's a choice of being shite with money. That's a habit, a spending habit. That's just what you want to do and what you choose to do. You're not born inherently shite with money. You choose to spend. You choose to not save. You choose maybe to go down a route where you're not going to make as much money because you haven't got your business isn't set up correctly, or you're not set up correctly. But you always get this one going, I'm just shit with money, I'm a real bad saver. That is like one of the easiest choices. You have a choice to either spend money or not spend money. You know, it's not like fucking, like, I don't know, I don't, like, it's not like a massive, it's, But people keep bringing it up, going, oh, the reason I'm never have money because I'm real shit with money. I just spend all my money. And you're like, but that's a choice. Like, that's literally a choice. You lift your phone up, you do online shopping. That's a choice to buy stuff that you don't need. That's why I never got when people were like, oh, I'm just real bad at money. It's just one of those things. It's like the simplest choice. There's other stuff like, you know, if you want to get like absolutely ripped in the gym, you know, people go, oh, genetics and this and that. Fuck genetics. Genetics play a small role. Everything else is just adapting yourself to the cause, to the, you know, if it's 18 weeks, if it's 20 weeks, if it's 12 weeks, it's just doing what needs done. And then the reason people get the results is because they don't make excuses. And the reason some people like never even get close to it is because they make excuses and things get in the way. But if you dedicate to anything, like literally anything, if you dedicate wholeheartedly to anything you want to do, learn a guitar, learn the drums, fucking become a deadly darts player, anything, fucking get absolutely ripped, it will happen. No, it's not like there's no, it's
no,
not,
I agree.
It's not like magic. It's not like going, you know, looking at Tony and go, he's in phenomenal shape, I could never do that. Yes, you fucking can. I know I can, but I also know I don't have it. I know I'll make excuses at some point, but I know if I don't make them excuses, it will happen. Like, it will happen, but I know myself, and that's one thing that I have to work on, because I will make excuses when it comes to the gym and stuff, and I know that I probably have too many nights out. I know that I have bad eating habits. I know I have late nights. I know I can control two out of the three of them. Can't control the late nights, but I know that's there, and I know it's there that I can choose to do it, and I'll never make the excuse and go, oh, I'll never be able to do that. Because I know if I just tick all them boxes, it's going to fucking happen. Be it finances, be it Tony's financial freedom. Like, he sacrificed all them things because he wanted to be at this point where Tony is in his life now. There's no reason why...
You know what the thing is, too? Sorry, I don't mean it, but it wasn't even like I wanted it so bad. It was just like I started the process and it started going that way. Yeah. And then the work I just enjoyed so much that it continued happening. Yes, I was chasing it, but at the same time, it actually wasn't really the goal. I just enjoyed the process so much that it just happened over time. Like, don't get me wrong, it was always an outlier, but I think it's that case of, as you said, it's like when you do enough work on it bends out, and it's the story we sell ourselves of who we are, and it's where people justify this, and I know people are going to fucking hate this, but it's like, it's okay for you because you're 25 and you don't have kids. You're that's absolutely fine, but there's probably somebody else in your position that has kids that's doing it, or there's somebody else with that never had the parents that supported them like you did, or everybody has advantages and disadvantages. And then people turn around and go, well, you were born into money, but then that person probably doesn't have the want for money, they have the want for something else. So we all have these disadvantages and advantages, and people like to say, oh, but you don't have this, or because of X. And it's just, as much as they don't want to admit it, it's an excuse. And it's the same as when people go, oh, this isn't an excuse, and then they give you the excuse. That still is an excuse.
Yeah.
That is the exact, that's the worst type, because the problem is there, that's the one that you're justifying to yourself that it's okay. You're an exception to it. There's not. There's somebody in your exact same position. And the only difference is they take ownership, they take responsibility, and they put the shift in, because there's somebody in a harder position than you. There's somebody in a better position than you. There's somebody with better parents. There's somebody with worse parents. There's everything underneath. And the only difference, the only common denominator is you. So for me, it's really, really important that people, whenever you take that responsibility, it gives you empowerment to then move forward. And the more that you take ownership for even the shit that you feel that is not your fault, the more you take ownership, the more power you have. It's like whenever it gives you that ability to change then, because you've got that behind you. And I feel like that's key, if you get me. But as you said there, it's like, it's the mask you actually, it's you actually end up bluffing yourself without realizing it. Because I've done that before where I'm like, oh, well, like, I'm just not a confident individual, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. And like, you go, because of this, it's like, oh, well, I don't really drink too much because my dad's an alcoholic. That's don't get me wrong, that can be a cause, but it's not necessarily always the case. That's the story you're telling yourself about that.
Yeah.
And as much as people are like, well, that makes sense, is that not right? That can be right, but it's not the be all and end all. There's plenty of people whose dads are an alcoholic and they'll still drink. It's not like, oh, one has to equal the other. That's where the problem goes. It's like, oh, well, I was bullied in school and then I struggled with confidence throughout my entire life. But then somebody got bullied in school and turned into X and now has tons of confidence. One thing doesn't mean it naturally happens the other. The individual is the only catalyst. It's the exact same example of like, somebody gets turned, like me and you both walk over to a woman in the street. We both ask her out, right? You get turned down, I get turned down. I feel confident and build myself up because I managed to do the rep. You feel like the world has ended and now you're not confident because she turned you down. Same exact thing. The only difference is your perception, the story you're telling yourself about it. And that's why your internal thought process and what you think about a situation is so key, because how you frame it to yourself will is literally what you're telling yourself you are. Versus that man that went up to the woman, like you go up to the woman, get turned down, I get turned down. But you tell yourself that story of that affects my confidence. It doesn't affect shit unless you let it. And it's that problem of you don't realize the story you're spinning yourself, and your thoughts are very different to who you are. And it's when you start to get a grasp on this, you're like, holy fuck.
It's like the other one where you don't take you don't take the credit for it yourself and it's on you, where they say, it's not me, it's you. Where they blame everything else for their shortcomings, which is another like mindset fault, instead of like taking, you know, you taking the credit for it and going, right, that's all me. I fucked up. I didn't put in the reps. I didn't revise correctly for that. I didn't practice correctly for that. They blame other people, or they blame things like, oh, it's them. It's their problem. It's not my problem. And there's a lot of people who would fall in that category as well, which similarly is just as bad as making excuses, because it's just a different form of an excuse. Instead of going, oh, that's a hand I was dealt, you're like, no, the fucking it's their problem, not my problem. It's a you issue or whatever. But yeah, it's very fascinating. Like it's definitely like, it was just when you were talking there, I was like I haven't trained this month because it hurt me back at the start of January. And it's been, every time I've been trying to get back to the gym, it keeps flaring up. But back to the gym tomorrow morning, text Darren today, and I was like, right, what time can you fit me in tomorrow? Thinking he might have said like 11 or 12. And he's like, the only slot I have free tomorrow morning is 8 a.m. And I, normal me, will go, can't do it, lad, DJing tonight. DJing, I won't get home to 3 a.m. So I can't do 8. And I just went, you know what, fuck it, I'm not making the excuse. I'll be there at 8 a.m. I go prepare for vomit, which in hindsight is going to be tight because there's not going to be a lot of sleep. But if I don't do the 8 a.m., I'm not training tomorrow. If I don't train tomorrow, chances are I'm not going to train this week. So I couldn't make the excuse. I just have to grin and bear it, get out of my bed, fucking get it done. You know, just put in the work, get it done. Hopefully the back keeps. For the back is better anyway, because it wasn't good now. It wasn't good. And then, yeah, I just can't make that excuse, because that excuse has kept me away all of January, and then it could keep me away all of February. So I just have to get back at it, and I have to just kind of work on it and do rehab, do whatever needs done. But that is, we have a couple of I wonder what wee topic we go first. Which one do you think, Tony? Healthy habits, building self-worth, or ideas to make 2024 awesome?
Ideas to make 2024 awesome.
Right. We're a month into 2024, right? I don't know. I didn't do dry January. I know a lot of people did dry January. And then they took out like fucking hellions this weekend. We're now, it's Sunday, so the podcast will be out tomorrow. One of the big ideas I had, or one of the things I had to make 2024 awesome, was pretty much what we kind of just talked about, was actually bear down on a certain thing. I mean, the certain thing I'm going to bear down on is content and music production. And actually do it a bit like what you do yourself, Tony, and actually like go at it, maybe just not as fucking hard as you do it, but actually go at it and, you know, churn it out, work hard doing it, plan it, you know, bring in external help if I need it. And yeah, that's one of my big ideas for me to make 2024 off. And part of that is I have to build a studio in Oma, because I can't make music from home, because it just never worked for me. So always needed an external studio. So I'm in the middle of building that at the moment. But that's one of my big things. One of my big pushes this year was always going to be on making more music, releasing loads of music, and upping my content churnout for a longer period of time. Normally I do it like a month where I'll put out loads of stuff and then I don't put out anything at all for ages. But this is going to be a bit different. I'm going to actually hammer it out for a long period of time.
I think me and take homes for people would be, with me, I think the number one thing you can do is you can start to visualize what would make a great 2024. So
yeah.
If I asked you, this was your last year on earth, what would you be doing? And then I think once you actually be like, holy fuck, and that will start to map your, would you travel more? Would you work less? Would you spend more time with family? You'd probably plan your Sundays with a bit more fucking emphasis because it would be one of your last Sundays. Like, for me, I think it's too reliant on, like, there's always another tomorrow. There's always more.
Yeah.
There's not always another tomorrow. You're not always guaranteed. So for me, that's why I always plan my weeks with the fun first. I always plan what I'm really looking forward to. So, for example, I know I'm out in Dubai now. We planned the weekend there. We went to the mall Friday. Loved it. We went to Global Village yesterday. Watched the stunt show. Was sick. I know
we're home yesterday? Now next.
Went to Global Village. We went and saw.
Oh, yes.
That was all planned. If you do not plan what you're going to do, you're going to end up just spending your life doing the same. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with seeing things if you really enjoy it. But I think too many people, including me, are guilty of, like, you fall in these average routines where it's just like, it's all the basic. Now, I plan my Sundays with my family. And it's one of these things where I enjoy a walk with them. That's actually like a highlight to me. Whenever we're going home for Shauna's birthday, we're going out for food on a Saturday. That's going to be a highlight whenever I'm home. I love that. I love family all around the table. I love no phones. Like, that to me is like how I would want to finish one of my last days on earth. So I get my family out for food all the time. Now, that's not a big thing for most people, but for me, like, it I always have good crack. It always mellows me out. I always feel content after it. Don't get me wrong, sometimes we argue, sometimes shit show as well.
Yeah.
But okay, so for me, if I start outlining like my perfect day of life, like, I just start trying to live according to that. And if you can do that, you'll make 2024 great. And whenever I look at it, it's never driving a Lamborghini or cocktails by the beach. It's usually waking up early, doing a little bit of cold water or dip, right? Then doing a little bit of work because I enjoy work. Then I'll maybe eat lunch, do some more work, watch a tiny bit of a podcast, go train, and then go out for my family with lunch, and probably throughout the day have a little walk and a cup of coffee with family and walk my dog. Like, that is not a spin about a yacht on a fucking blah, blah, blah. It's never, if I asked you what's a perfect day, and make it like normal for you, what fills your cup? Usually it's things that are actually really achievable now, but for some reason we don't do them. And that's how you make 2024 great. You go, what would make my year great? What travel, what trips? And then just actually fucking plan it and do it. I don't know why people even bother sometimes whenever they come to that, because they go, oh, like, this would be, they don't, if you don't think about what direction you're driving in, the days roll into weeks, the weeks roll into months, and months roll into years, and you're like, I'm not living life to where I really want it to be. It doesn't have to be more business, more money, more followers, more muscle, more cutting, more lean. It can just be, what do I want more of in my life, and why is it not there? And 9 times out of 10, it's just as simply that you're not lazy. You've actually just not even thought about it. And I've been guilty of that. When you don't do that, it's like in a relationship. You don't plan your date nights. You wonder, why is my relationship not going well? Because you've actually not thought about it, not put in the effort. And it's very difficult whenever you are constantly working, constantly doing this and that. And this is why not scrolling, not watching Netflix for me has been vital, because when you get so much more downtime to yourself, which is, downtime is not watching Netflix, talking about time internally, thinking, sitting journaling, sitting having a thought, taking a walk with no headphones, and I go, what needs to improve my life? And when you can't figure out what's wrong or what's off or why you feel off balance, take a walk and have a think, and don't just do it once. Meditate, whatever you need. And whenever you aren't in your life, you're not actually in the flow of it. You're on the outside. You can't see the cracks of the wall when you're living in the house. You can see them from the outside. You can't read the label of the bottle when you're inside the bottle. But the beauty is, whenever you're on the outside, you can go, oh, that doesn't seem right. Like, I'm out of shape, right? I need to focus on that. What way am I going to work that? Do you know what? My sex life isn't as good. How can I really crank that up? Don't just start. Whenever you're in the flow, you're like, oh, she doesn't put in any effort for me. Whatever you put in, Joe, you come from a much more respectful, you come from a much more, what's the word? A much more overview look of your entire life. And yeah, that reflection period, every Sunday I do that. Every Sunday morning I do that. Every Friday morning I do that. not like for hours and ends, just 15, 20 minutes ago, what went well this week? What went poor? What do I want more of? What do I want less of? And you put things in place, like planning steps to move forward, because most people don't plan anything. And then
most people are autopilot. Like,
I've been like that. Like, yeah. I think everybody does, but that reflection period is probably the most important thing in your entire life you can do. It's like driving in a random direction, never checking the map, going, I hope I end up here.
Yeah.
You're not going to end up there because there's a fucking million places you can go and a million wrong turns you can make. So if you don't have a look at the map and go, right, well, where am I going here? Right, that's not great. Let me tweak this. Let me tweak that. You don't need to be perfect, but this will give you the recalibration to the life you want if you do it right. And for me, it's asking yourself, what makes a perfect day? What makes a perfect week? What makes a perfect month? And what makes an ideal year for you? Outline what it is. And it's probably actually not that hard to achieve because it'll be realistic. And then just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like for me, I've done that the last year and it's just been like, my life's so good now. Like, it's so, I'm not doing that to raw. It's just, it's so basic. It's so simple. I'm so content.
Yeah. Well, that's normally the you know, the things that bring you the most happiness is normally the simple and smaller things that are surrounding you daily, but you just choose not to do them because you're, as you said, you're either absorbing too much shit online, you're on your phone all the time, you're on Netflix all the time. But then when you think about like the amount of people that like go, you know what, I really like hiking or I really like going up the moors, but I haven't done it in years. You're like, well, why? Like, why haven't you done it in years? I don't know. Like, I love getting out for a walk and, you know, some people were, even like some people during lockdown loved the walks they got. And they found, you know, they really enjoyed the walking and getting fresh air and whatever. But then as soon as lockdown was lifted, they hardly go out for walks anymore. And if you think about, like, most of the nice things in life are for free. They're there. You know, if it's spending time with family, if it's spending time with, you know, like with the kids or doing everything. But you just, you know, you're in that autopilot or you're just cruising through life and, you know, because you've other worries or whatever, and you don't really want to delve into too much because you think if you start examining your life, then it'll make you worse, and you know, you just, it's better not to look at it. And people do have that mindset. It's like when you have like financial difficulties, people have this fear of opening the banking app on their phone because then they'll see their balance, and then they get the more fear out of seeing the balance, so they just go, you know what, I'm just not going to look at that. That's the same as everyday life. You know, people blame when a boyfriend and girlfriend split up and they start like blaming things and different things, but really in reality is maybe one of yous or two of yous didn't work on the relationship. You know, there could be other factors too can happen, but a lot of time that's like you're in a relationship, you work hard for the first few months in the relationship and then you just go into complete autopilot because you're like, you know what, I've put in the effort, and you subconsciously do that and you don't realize you're doing it, and then you don't start keep working on it, and then you wonder why it goes to shit, and then you have to work on it and you might be able to save it for a while, but the reality is, you know, once you get to that point, that it's never really a good thing. And like, life's identical. Like, it's like if anybody trains with Tony, if anybody has trained with Tony before, Tony gives you all the information and all the necessary guidance to get absolutely fucking diced. It's up to you to apply it. It's the same as life. Everything that you want to do, if you're going to plan your week, plan your day, plan your hours, plan everything for the perfect life or the happier life, you can do all that. Like, it's easy enough to do. The hard part is implementing it. And that is sadly where everybody will fall down. Or you'll semi-implement it and then, you know, you won't get the reward, you won't get the dopamine hit like you want, and you'll just go, oh, fuck it, and you'll just revert back to normal. But like, everything's there for a happier life. You know, if you're in a shitty relationship, either work on it or don't be in it. If you're in a shitty job, either try to work with your bosses or HR or whatever. If you're not happy in work, speak to someone. Or get yourself out of that environment. If there's negative people in your life that every time you meet them is making you unhappy or bringing down your vibe, meet them less or don't meet them at all. The answers are always pretty much there. Maybe you don't want the answers. Like, I bought a new car on Friday. I didn't want that car. I didn't want it. I wanted a different car. So the two cars are very similar. So I read every fucking review, every single video that I could find, the head-to-head with these two cars, and the car I wanted never won any of the reviews, never won any of the head-to-heads. And the reality was, I was looking for them to tell me to buy this car because I really wanted it. The other car is lovely. Now, the car I bought is a lovely car. But I wanted the reviews to tell me to buy this other car. And then I started looking at it from a different aspect, going, I've watched maybe 30 videos here. I've read dozens of reviews. And not one of them has told me to do the thing that I want to do. And this makes sense for me to get this other car as well. Why am I continuing to look for a review that's going to tell me to get a different car? Because I was dying for someone to tell me, no, you're right, you need to get this car. But there was nobody telling me that. But I continued to look, continued to read, continued to watch videos. And then I just went, you know what, it makes sense for me not to get that car and get the car that the rest of the world is saying is 10 times better. But I was searching for one person just to tell me to get the other car. And it fucking never happened. And then life's the exact same thing. You want somebody to validate you being a lazy fucker. Or you want someone to validate you, like, you know, as we go back to the start, like, oh, it's not in me to get diced, or it's fucking not in me to save money. You look for one person to go, you know what, lad, go out and drink when you know you really shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's one of those ones where you'll always look for that one person to validate something. You know, if you have a bad idea, you always have that one friend that's an enabler who'll go, yeah, let's fuck it, let's go on the rip. Or let's do this, let's do that. Well, sometimes in life, you know, you don't need that enabler. You need someone to tell you, nah, I think it's time you go home, like. But 2024, awesome year. I think it's
just one of them things where you just have to ask yourself, like, how do you make something like that? You look at it, you have an overview, and then once you figure out what really makes an exceptional year for you, you just literally put a wee plan in place and you make it happen. And it's not a case of going, I'm going to go 4 holidays. You can vision map it all out, but then you break it down into steps. Like, right, well, the first holiday needs booked by X.
Yeah.
Gets done, gets ticked. You go, right, well, what needs to happen? So it's going to take me this much saving, but I need to contact, I need to book. And it's a case of people just start putting roadblocks. Oh, but I need to ask this, I need to ask that. It's like when people wait to go traveling because they want a group, or they wait to go to a restaurant because they need numbers right in them. Like, see the amount of times I go places to eat now by myself, and people are like, oh, that's weird. It's not weird. It's just how, like, why would I wait? Yes, I'd rather go with other people, but if it's going to take 3 weeks to organize and I'm leaving the country in 2 weeks and I need to go now, otherwise I'm not going to get. And it's just built life on your terms with what you want to do, because you're never gonna regret making a decision and going after it. And the thing is, for where you are now, what makes a great year is probably very basic, but it's just even improving your life by 1% would make this podcast worthwhile for you listening. It's the implementation. Otherwise, you see, every time you listen and you don't implement anything, you haven't journaled, you haven't actually planned your year, you haven't actually implemented anything. You are literally just mental masturbating listening to this. You're just pretending to yourself that you're getting some sort of personal development or some sort of help or release. Versus if you actually implement, that's when your life really drastically changes. And to be honest, that's all you need to do. Like, it's doing the work, it's taking action, even if it's shit and it's messy and it's all over shop. It's the person doing the work rather than the person learning about the work is the one that leads to the progress they want before I stumble anymore. Is there anything you would like to add to that,
Mickey? Well, I just want to say also that, like, there's 11 months left in the year. Just because, you know, it didn't work for you in January as well means fuck all. January's a nice time to start stuff because it's like, I don't know, it's like power in numbers or something, or everybody's trying to be a bit healthier, you know, like sober October is starting to become a thing, and then there's like dry January, and, you know, just because you miss January, or just because you haven't started like journaling, or just because you haven't like implemented meditating or ice baths or whatever you said you were going to do, it doesn't mean that it's only a month. Like, there's still 11 to go. And if you didn't do any of them things last year and you even do it for 3 months this year, you're better off than last year. No, so don't not kick yourself or like hit yourself up for it because you fucked up and didn't do January, or you're trying to do dry January and things came up and you had a couple of glasses of wine, or, you know, you're away on a few trips, or you're at a concert, you're at the football or rugby. Don't beat yourself up on that. Life does get in the way at times, But it's just, as Tony said, just be, you know, it's that 1%, or just do something a wee bit better and start implementing things. You know, walk before you run. Like, just pick one thing and just get it, you know, get it started now, or try to get it started, or even start it now, and you might get 8 good weeks out of it. You might fuck up for another 8 weeks, but then you'll get another 8 weeks. So you're still 16 weeks better than you were last year. You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's like people go, oh, it's Monday, I'll start the gym on Monday. You know, you don't have to start things at the start of the week. Just start it. Like, it doesn't matter when you start or how you started. Like, meditating, I'm started meditating again. I can do it a minute and a half now. And my head's just, I've just too much shit going on in my head. But I can get a good minute and a half, a good solid minute and a half. I started off where I couldn't even get a minute. Like, I couldn't even fucking, I thought I was getting a minute, but I wasn't, because my head was fucking a million miles an hour thinking of different shit. But now I'm up to about a good 90 seconds, a good solid one in there, and then it starts getting a wee bit airy-fairy.
The idea of meditation, though, as well, is like, your mind does wander. It's just pulling it back to your breath. Like, so
yeah,
you will always go, like, you're having issues in a relationship, you're having issues in business, whatever it is, your mind will wander in the same direction. It's just having the balance to pull yourself back and focus on the breath and realize that's all that really matters, is like, you can breathe. And like, your mind will always wander during meditation. It's actually pretty fucking standard to an extent.
Yeah. It is standard, but I can find after about a minute and a half of getting good, solid meditating, I start finding it really hard to bring it back to that point again. And then it's probably just because I'm a fidgeter in general, and it's just hard for me to sit at rest. Reps. But it's just reps, and it's just reps. And it's getting reps. Better. So that's the kind of thing. That's what I kind of want to leave you on, is the fact of, like, it's never too late to start implementing changes to make the year better. And don't let anybody, like, you know, if somebody goes to you, oh, how are you getting on? How'd you get on dry January or whatever? Fuck it, you know. If you want to do a dry February, do a dry February. If you want to, you know, start just making changes whenever you want to start making them. You don't need you don't need a certain day in the calendar to tell you this is the right day to do it. The right time is whenever you start. But yeah, guys, we're gonna wrap it. Keep rating, reviewing, sharing. Tony, you're in Dubai for another while, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be out next week as well, and then I will see over time
where I'm at.
Just take a day by day, see how I'm going here. I have to become home from Wim Hof. But
Wim Hof?
Wim Hof is the 25th. If you... I know I'll probably be dead, so this will be one of the last podcasts. Thank you all, 25th. Thank you all for listening. Share on your stories. Like, subscribe if it's anywhere else, or to, what do you call it, rate and review on Spotify.
Rate and review Spotify, and rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And we'll chat to you next time. Good luck.